Hi there. The word for you today is on a clear conscience. In 1 Timothy 1:19, Paul writes to Timothy and says, "Keep your conscience clear." Let me read that scripture to you more fully. Again, Paul addresses the topic in Acts 24:16, the New Living Translation, and I quote, "I always try to maintain a clear conscience before God and all people." He lays it on the line to Timothy, his son in the gospel. Cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear. For some people have deliberately violated their consciences, and as a result, their faith has been shipwrecked. Now, a captain doesn't set out to wreck his ship, but if he falls asleep at the wheel or takes his eye off the compass, he will end up on the rocks anyway. The question is not, can I get away with it? No, the real question you should ask yourself is this: can I live with it? Can I live with myself afterwards? How will it affect my relationship before God? How does he feel about it? And will it prevent or promote God's blessing in my life? Someone has written, "I have to live with myself, and so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as days go by, always to look myself in the eye. I don't want to stand in the setting sun and hate myself for the things I've done. I want to go out with my head erect. I want to deserve all men's respect. Here in the struggle for fame and wealth, I want to be able to like myself. I don't want to look at myself and know that I'm bluster and bluff and empty show. I can never hide myself from me. I see what others may never see. I know what others may never know. I can never fool myself, and so, whatever happens, I want to be self-respecting and conscience-free." Think about it.